Part 2. In this part, you will hear a presenter discuss 5 ways how people may become more persistent and never quit again. The presenter will mention 5 ways how to achieve this and 5 positive effects it will have on you. There are 2 blocks of 5 matching questions. You will have to match all 10 questions while you are listening to this recording. Read the questions carefully before you listen. For questions 11 to 15, choose from the first list marked A to H. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the second list marked A to H. Be careful, for each block of questions, there are 3 extra possibilities which you do not need to use. There is always only 1 correct answer. Mark your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part 2.
Most of us are great at setting goals but not at achieving them. Whether it's starting a new business, learning a new language, or mastering an instrument, we love to start things without finishing. One of the biggest reasons why we never achieve our goals is a lack of motivation and persistence. Let's uncover the 5 powerful ways to become more persistent so you'll never quit again.
Way number 1. Without a bigger vision and purpose that is greater than yourself, you'll quit at the initial stages of difficulty. For example, if you're learning a language in order to have a deeper connection with your life partner, you're much more likely to persist because your relationship is on the line. Or if you're trying to lose weight, think about how confident, joyful, and happy you will feel. But more importantly, think about how that will affect the loved ones around you. Shifting from a self-centered goal to a bigger purpose that affects those you love helps you focus on what you will get out of it instead of how hard it is. Way number 2. As the popular saying goes, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. The top performers in the world all have a support team comprising personal coaches, employees, assistants or mentors to keep them motivated and determined. More importantly, you should surround yourself with individuals who have already achieved what you want to achieve. Not only will this affect your speed of learning, but science has shown that it will impact on your determination when things get difficult. When you have a clearly defined purpose, you influence a system in your body which helps our brains decide what information to focus on and what to delete. In summary, your mind starts to focus your energy on achieving the goal in hand instead of unhelpful distractions like doubts and fears. Way number three. In order to achieve our goals, we often have to get out of our own way. The author of Mindset, Carol Dweck, spent 20 years researching how our mindset affects success. The research claims that individuals have one of two mindsets. Perhaps you possess the growth mindset, where you thrive on challenges to achieve success. Otherwise, you own a fixed mindset, where you think you were born with whatever talents you have, and there's not much you can do to change them. In other words, we should focus on celebrating small wins and progress, knowing that we are continuing to improve rather than having unrealistic expectations. Way number four. Have you ever taught something you learned to someone and found it easier to remember in the future? This is because when we teach something to someone, our brain is able to register the information more effectively than simply reading about it. As research shows, it turns out that people retain 90% of what they learn when they teach someone else to use the information immediately. If you want to learn how to become a better speaker, don't just watch others do it. You need to immediately use what you have learned and then try to teach someone else what you have just done. If you're learning a new language, instead of one-sided interactions like mobile apps, work with a language teacher to practice what you're learning. The key to learning with determination is to use it. Way number five. Why are we less likely to be late to a business meeting than to a meeting with our friends? Because the former could get us fired. As humans, we're naturally more motivated to commit when there is a consequence or a stake, even if it's a friendly one. Research shows that we are three times more influenced by negative consequences than positive consequences, so stakes such as losing money are powerful incentives to use against ourselves. You can make a friendly bet with a friend to keep you honest. Or try using a program like Stick, where you can set a specific goal with a referee to monitor you and donate money to a charity as a consequence for not succeeding. The key is to get someone involved from your support team and share your goals publicly. The social pressure of affecting your reputation alone will push you further than you can imagine. Now listen again.
Most of us are great at setting goals but not at achieving them. Whether it's starting a new business, learning a new language, or mastering an instrument, we love to start things without finishing. One of the biggest reasons why we never achieve our goals is a lack of motivation and persistence. Let's uncover the five powerful ways to become more persistent, so you'll never quit again.
Way number one. Without a bigger vision and purpose that is greater than yourself, you'll quit at the initial stages of difficulty. For example, if you're learning a language in order to have a deeper connection with your life partner, you're much more likely to persist because your relationship is on the line. Or if you're trying to lose weight, think about how confident, joyful, and happy you will feel. But more importantly, think about how that will affect the loved ones around you. Shifting from a self-centered goal to a bigger purpose that affects those you love helps you focus on what you will get out of it instead of how hard it is. Way number two. As the popular saying goes, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. The top performers in the world all have a support team comprising personal coaches, employees, assistants or mentors to keep them motivated and determined. More importantly, you should surround yourself with individuals who have already achieved what you want to achieve. Not only will this affect your speed of learning, but science has shown that it will impact on your determination when things get difficult. When you have a clearly defined purpose, you influence a system in your body which helps our brains decide what information to focus on and what to delete. In summary, your mind starts to focus your energy on achieving the goal in hand instead of unhelpful distractions like doubts and fears. Way number three. In order to achieve our goals, we often have to get out of our own way. The author of Mindset, Carol Dweck, spent 20 years researching how our mindset affects success. The research claims that individuals have one of two mindsets. Perhaps you possess the growth mindset, where you thrive on challenges to achieve success. Otherwise, you own a fixed mindset, where you think you were born with whatever talents you have, and there's not much you can do to change them. In other words, we should focus on celebrating small wins and progress, knowing that we are continuing to improve rather than having unrealistic expectations. Way number four. Have you ever taught something you learned to someone and found it easier to remember in the future? This is because when we teach something to someone, our brain is able to register the information more effectively than simply reading about it. As research shows, it turns out that people retain 90% of what they learn when they teach someone else to use the information immediately. If you want to learn how to become a better speaker, don't just watch others do it. You need to immediately use what you have learned and then try to teach someone else what you have just done. If you're learning a new language, instead of one-sided interactions like mobile apps, work with a language teacher to practice what you're learning. The key to learning with determination is to use it. Way number five. Why are we less likely to be late to a business meeting than to a meeting with our friends? Because the former could get us fired. As humans, we're naturally more motivated to commit when there is a consequence or a stake, even if it's a friendly one. Research shows that we are 3 times more influenced by negative consequences than positive consequences, so stakes such as losing money are powerful incentives to use against ourselves. You can make a friendly bet with a friend to keep you honest. Or try using a program like Stick, where you can set a specific goal with a referee to monitor you and donate money to a charity as a consequence for not succeeding. The key is to get someone involved from your support team and share your goals publicly. The social pressure of affecting your reputation alone will push you further than you can imagine. Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks.